Hey, it's me. You just left my place a few minutes ago. Last one to leave for the night, as usual. I know that you're driving home right now and you can't pick up. That's kind of why I called, actually. This wouldn't quite work if we were talking, but the message is perfect. See, I don't know if you realized or maybe did on purpose, but you let something slip earlier. Well, a few things, really. Some little, hints about your internet habits. Anyway, during that last game, I was on Reddit on my phone, sleuthing away, and I think I found you. And I learned quite a bit about your preferences, if you will, about what you'd like to do if only you had the chance. And I may be wrong, but I don't think so. I think you've just gotten careless. I think that you were so horny and frustrated and so pathetically hot for me that you don't even realize how reckless you've been. Anyway, the point is, well, I was just calling to say that I'm feeling really unobservant right now. Very disinclined to notice much of anything. So much so, in fact, that if you were to drive right back over to my house and knock on the door, when I actually answered the door, I might not even notice you standing on the doorstep. I might just look around in bewilderment and shrug and go back inside. And if you slipped in after me, I probably wouldn't notice at all either. I'd just go right back to whatever I was doing, reading maybe, watching TV. And, well, I'm gonna take a shower when I finish leaving you this message, so I'd probably just be wearing my robe. And my robe has a pretty high skirt. You guys should see quite a bit of leg. And I probably won't have bothered to close it all that well since I'm home alone here. So I'm guessing there'd be a good amount of cleavage showing as well. And since I'll be in such a particularly unobservant mood, you could probably get a pretty close look. You could come stand right beside the couch and peer down at me to your heart's content. And I would just completely ignore you since, I mean, I wouldn't even know you were there. Now, even at my most oblivious, there are some things that one can't miss. Like, if you said anything or touched me, I'd probably realize you broke into my house and I'd yell and kick you out for being such a goddamn creep. But you know what I might not notice? I might not notice if you unbuttoned your pants and slid them down and took out your cock, which I'm sure would be rock hard since you so obviously cannot stop drooling over me. Jesus Christ. And there you'd be, finally, just a few feet away from me, stroking your cock, and me almost entirely naked. I bet you'd just love that, wouldn't you? I bet you'd get off in no time. Not that I'd care. I'd be busy reading my book, remember? Not paying you any attention at all. Not even noticing how furiously you're stroking your cock. You must know by now that I'm never gonna fuck you. I bet you think I don't fuck anyone. Because I'm such a good girl, and I always wear those boring t-shirts with very high crew neck cut lines. I swear, you knew you had an aneurysm once I bent over and you got like the tiniest view of cleavage. But tonight, well, this might be your one shot, because I bet that I will be so into my book that I probably won't notice even if you came, even if you shot your load all over me. Could you imagine? I'd be so engrossed in my book, and you'd be so pitifully horny. You just couldn't help but make that cot smirt all over me. And I wouldn't even know. Maybe it'd spray out onto my legs, or all over my robe, or on my tits, and my robe is falling open. All over that delicious chest that you've never really seen before. And I bet that you'd love to aim that cock in my face. I know that you think I'm gorgeous, because, I mean, everybody else does. And I bet you'd love to just coat my cute little face with your cum. And there I'd be, little goat girl you can't fuck, just innocently reading, and I'd get a face full of your cum. And I wouldn't even notice, even if it ran down my nose and dribbled onto my pages. And you know what you'd do next? You would go home, because that is all you get. But for me, things will just be getting started. Because you know what? I bet that I'd be just like a little bit horny by then. I don't know if I mentioned, but I'm reading a romance novel right now. One of those really trashy ones. And I bet I'd just be coming to a good bit right as you were leaving. And even though I wouldn't notice you coming, well, I bet that I'd absentmindedly scoop up all that cum that you left all over me. And maybe I'll push it all into my mouth and guzzle it down. Just like the kind of cum thirsty slut you probably think that I can't even imagine. Or maybe rubbing my face and my chest like moisturizer. Or maybe I just leave it there, dripping off of me. Because, see, just because I won't be fucking you, and just because I don't dress like a slut or flirt or anything like that, that doesn't mean that my sexual appetites are anything like as tame as you probably imagine. No. By the time you've blown your load and snuck back out, I'd be riding my vibrator and rubbing myself like a little bitch. I bet you barely even know how to imagine that. Does it make you feel better? Imagining me as some prim little thing that's never had a real fuck. Probably only has sex with fiance and missionary. You would be so disappointed if you knew what we really got up to. And horny. Like, so horny. If you knew how hard my fiance fucks me. How they grab my hair and fuck me from behind. Make me scream. Or slap my ass and make me yelp. How they pound me until I'm raw. Makes me come over and over and over again. My whole body shaking, my eyes rolling in my head. Nothing you could ever do. Nothing that you were even remotely capable of doing to anybody, probably. And when they come, it's because I'm kneeling before them like a slut, begging for them to come all over my face, burying my face in their crotch like a greedy little bitch that I am. Not because they busted their load jacking themselves off to the mirror side of my face and little skin. But since I moved here for work, I only see them like once a month these days. Which is why I have to settle for fucking myself out to a trashy romance novel while wearing some loser's cum on my face. Don't worry. I'll still come loud enough to wake the neighbors. I'll just have to do this by myself. Anyway, that's the kind of mood I'm in, so don't blow it.